Incredibly, the man who first brought the floral dance to our attention is now having success with it himself. At 21 this week, it's Terry Wogan.
I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, a flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. As I walked home on a summer night, the stars in heaven were shining bright, far away from the footlights glare, into the sweet and scented air of a quaint old Cornish town. Born from afar on a gentle breeze, joining the murmur of summer seas, distant tones of an old world dance, played by the village band, perchance on the calm air came floating down. I thought I could hear the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. All together in the floral dance. And soon I saw such a bustling and prancing, then I saw the whole village dancing, in and out of the houses they came, old folk, young folk, all the same, in that quaint old Cornish town. Every boy took a girl round the waist and hurried her off in tremendous haste. Whether they knew one another, I care not. Whether they cared at all, I know not. But they kissed as they danced along. And there was the man with the curious tone of the cornet, clarinet, and big trombone, fiddle, cello, big bass drum, bassoon, flute, and euphonium, each one making the most of his chance, all together in the floral dance. All together in the floral dance, dancing here, dancing there, jigging, jogging everywhere, up and down and around the town, hurrah for the Cornish floral dance.
Flower power was there, eh? That's experience. Hello everyone. Welcome to the Tuts Experience podcast. With yours truly, Kieran Tuttiot. And this is episode 51. We'll miss you, Terry.
Yes, indeed. Guys, it's sad to report to you today that we have lost a broadcasting legend, not only in radio, but also in television. And yes, Sir Terry Wogan has passed away. And words can't describe how sad I am feeling today. Now, I don't purposely wait until I do a Tuts Experience podcast, and I know, guys, that it may seem odd to you. Every time I upload an episode, sadly, somebody's passed away. But I only really do it when there's something close to me that feels like it's gone missing, you know? And in particular, we did ones for Cilla Black when she passed away, Natalie Cole earlier this month, and now Sir Terry Wogan. Now, Sir Terry Wogan is synonymous with for many things here in the UK and Ireland, for his radio and television contributions and all sorts of things in the BBC Children in Need, BBC Radio 2 breakfast show that he hosted from the early 1970s, which I think was 1972, to 2009. And obviously his legendary commentary in the Eurovision Song Contest. And obviously, it's just a huge shame that we've missed him. As the BBC news website says, veteran BBC broadcaster Sir Terry Wogan has died at 77 after a short illness, his family has confirmed. In a statement, they said, Sir Terry Wogan died today after a short but brief battle with cancer. He passed away surrounded by his family, and while we understand he will be missed by many, the family ask that their privacy is respected at this time. And I hope that continues. BBC Director General Tony Hall said Terry truly was a national treasure. He most certainly was. So Terry Leave's wife, Lady Helen, and their three children. The couple also had a daughter who died. Who died infancy. Infancy. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a typo. Probably. Wonderful personality and charm. Indeed he did. Limerick-born Sir Terry had a 50-year career in radio and television, including presenting Waking Up to Wogan on BBC Radio 2 and the Wogan Chat Show. His Radio 2 show was hilarious. The Jack and Jill, I think it was a Jack and Jill stories that they used to have on Radio 2. They were hilarious. I probably got that wrong, Jack and Jill. My apologies. But he was also the voice of the Eurovision Song Contest in the United Kingdom for many years and had been involved in Children in Need Appeal since the beginning. BBC Radio 2 controller Bob Shannon said, As the host of Wake Up to Wogan, Terry established himself as one of the greatest and most popular radio hosts this country has ever heard. We were brightened with his wonderful personality and charm as he woke us up every weekday morning, becoming an essential and much-loved part of our lives. His millions of listeners adored him and did his whole Radio 2 family. We will miss him enormously in our thoughts at this time are with Helen and all the family. So Terry originally went into banking after college before switching careers to join Ireland's national radio television as a news reader and announcer. He moved into light entertainment as a DJ and host of TV quiz and variety shows in Ireland before joining the BBC, where he would stay for the rest of his career. He presented The Breakfast Show from 1972 to 1984, and then as Terry Wogan's show, and then from 1993 until 2009 as Wake Up to Wogan. He built up a firm fan base, dubbing his audience of Togs, Terry's old geezers and gals. And the legendary group they are to his own fan club. When he broadcast at breakfast for the first time, he told listeners, "The years together with you have not been only a pleasure but a privilege. You have allowed me to share your lives with you." And when you tell me how important I have been in your lives, it's very moving. And you have been every bit as important to me and into mine.
Hello, Andrew Ridgeley. Wham! Congratulations on all your success. And I think you'll find the Butcher's Boys will be whistling that next week.
Butcher's Boys whistling at us?
Yeah, not whistling at you. No, I suppose. You met each other at school. What were your first impressions of each other? What did you think of him when you saw him first, George? Keeping it as clean as you can.
Well, it's difficult, really. And what did I first think of him? I thought he was pretty loud. Brash young
you
thing.
You admired him, in other words.
Oh, yeah. I thought, now there's a boy I want to sit next to. Yeah. Actually, it's not the truth at all. I was ordered to.
First time I'd ever been put in charge of someone.
Yeah.
I think it worked out well.
Were you the big wheel in the school? Were you the head boy or something? I mean, what was he like?
Strong, silent.
Yeah, pimples.
Actually, yeah, it was like, you know, all the stuff that you've read in the papers, fat, ugly, spotty. Yeah, you know, it's all trying to get this ugly duckling image across.
Yeah. When do you turn into the swan?
Well, you know, this is what we're waiting to see.
But look at you. At what point? Do you remember Well, I hardly do at all, but you made possible. See, remember the old pictures. You had more puppy fat then, hadn't you? When did you decide to shed it all, and how the do you keep it off?
I went to America. I mean, when I see early photographs of myself, like when I was 16 and just starting, I didn't have fat, really. But, you know, when you start earning a lot of money and things, you start eating a heck of a lot better. And I went to America in 1960. And there, we were traveling day and night, and we were stopping off and eating sort of cornflakes and half and half, you know, that creamy milk stuff, and cheesecakes. And I came back, and honestly, I put on, must have been a stone or so, in a period of 6 weeks. That didn't bother me so much. But then when I started seeing photographs of myself and watching one of those early performances of Coronation Street, and one, I got a mention in one of the shows, and this lady says, "Oh, I do love that chubby Cliff Richard." And I thought, I don't believe... I mean, that was not the image I was trying to present.
How can you...
I'm sorry, curling the lip and knocking the first row over. I was really bloated.
You were the scowling menace then, weren't you?
No, they say I smouldered a bit.
Oh, there we are. This is just a clip from Terry Wogan's show that he had on BBC One and his talk show. Lord Hall said, "Terry truly was a national treasure, and today we've lost a wonderful friend. He was a lovely, lovely man, and our thoughts with his family and his wife. For 50 years, Sir Terry Wogan graced our screens and airwaves. His warmth, wit, and geniality meant for the millions that he felt like he was a part of the family. Wake Up to Wogan was for millions of Radio 2 listeners and the very best way to start the day." Of course it was. "For decades, he has been such a large part of the BBC on television and radio and leaves so many wonderful memories. At the centre of Children in Need since it began, he's raised hundreds of millions of pounds and changed lives for the better. He leaves a remarkable legacy." BBC Radio director Helen Borden said, "Sir Terry was a radio legend. For decades, he gave great pleasure to radio listeners with his wit, warmth, and imitable humour. And he was an extraordinary broadcaster, but also good fun. And he will be sorely missed." Indeed, he will. I mean, it's so unbelievable. To think that this has happened. Jeremy Vine, BBC Radio 2 radio presenter, said that he was probably the greatest broadcaster since the invention of the microphone. He lived for the red light and the sense that there was a listener at the end of the microphone. He only ever spoke to one person because the greatest radio is intimate. Graham Norton, who took over as the Eurovision Song Contest commentator for the UK from Sir Terry, said on Twitter, "He made it seem effortless, and for a young boy in Ireland, he made it seem possible. Rest in peace, Sir Terry Wogan." And the current breakfast host on Radio 2, Chris Evans, wrote, "We are so terribly sad upon hearing of the passing of Terry. I can't put into words how the whole Radio 2 family is feeling." And Tony Blackburn said, "I can't believe my old friend Sir Terry has died. Rest in peace, Terry, and thanks for being a friend." The Prime Minister, David Cameron, wrote on Twitter, "My thoughts are with Terry Wogan's family. Britain has lost a huge talent. Someone millions came to feel that he was his own special friend. Their own special friend." That doesn't make any sense. Or is that just me being silly, probably? "I grew up listening to him on the radio and watching him on TV. His wit and charm always made me smile." The President of Ireland, Michael McHiggins, said, "Sir Terry was one of the greatest figures of broadcasting. His was a distinguished contribution to television and in particular the medium of radio. People in Ireland will remember his early career in Irish broadcasting. On his move to Britain, his voice became one of those most often quoted favourite radio voices. Always proud of his origins in Limerick, he made
many returns to his native country for television and radio projects. His rise to the top of radio's listenership in the United Kingdom was a great tribute to the breedeth knowledge and his particular unique, very personal sense of humour. Oh yes, indeedy ho. And so Terry anchored the Children in Need Appeal when it was first broadcasted in 1980 and continued to host it after retiring from regular broadcasting. Stevie Spring, chairman of Children in Need, said most people know him as the face of Children in Need, but he's the heart of the charity and has been for 35 years. In 1992, he returned to his Radio 2 breakfast show after a break of 9 years, announcing his retirement in September 2009, making his final regular appearance 3 months later. From 2010, he hosted a live show on Sunday mornings on the radio station. But so Terry was last on the air on Radio 2 on the 8th of November 2015. There's plenty of coverage at the moment on BBC's news channel and also on BBC Radio 2. The One Show will have a special tribute to Sir Terry Wogan tomorrow night. That's Monday the 1st of February at 7 p.m. GMT. No doubt if you do miss it, you can watch it on the BBC iPlayer. And also, I'm sure it will be available on YouTube at some point as well. Now, I'm going to share with you guys some legendary moments of Sir Terry Wogan, how we know and love the man that he was and became. And here's a clip from the UK national final in 2007, Eurovision Making Your Mind Up, which had a number of participants in, including Scooch, Cindy, Brian Harvey from E17, Liz McLaren from Atomic Kitten, and also Big Brothers, and not forgetting Justin Hawkins and some random black female singer who was actually quite good, was also in the contest as well. So here's a clip from that.
The votes are in, and just 2 of the 6 are going to go further. You ready, Fern?
Well, actually, Terry, I'm feeling slightly sick. Do we have to do this?
Yes, but don't worry. I'll rub some goose grease into your chest.
I think I'm all right!
Help you. Help you breathe more easily. They all did a great job, but only one act can be bestowed with music's greatest honour.
Now, at last, Terry, that's the spirit. I like it. Yeah, okay, ready for this?
Okay. In no particular order, the first act that has to go away tonight is... Is there anybody at home?
It's Brian. Cindy tonight through to the final spot is... It's Scooch! Congratulations!
Judges, the public have voted, and we've got Scooch and Cindy. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay, so Cindy versus Scooch.
Hawkins is gone.
Terry, I think we're going to reopen the votes in a second after the performance. The numbers are going to be on the screen to call during the two performances as well. Now, you can't text. It's just a traditional phone call vote now. Calls will cost you 25p, but remember that mobile phone charges may vary, and all profits tonight go to BBC's Children Need, everyone.
Notice how much taller I am than this little person here. So, first up, singing again for the exclusive golden ticket to your... Well, actually, it's tourist. To Eurovision, everyone, be upstanding for Cindy...
In Finland in May, just one.
Now the public have spoken. Hush, children. And tonight, I can reveal the act that will represent the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland on May the 12th at Helsinki will be... One, two, three, Cindy! I have here a flag of Finland, which you can ingratiate yourself in Helsinki with.
Well, that's not necessarily Terry Wogan's most shining moment there, but the probably one of the most legendary ones thinking about the Eurovision Song Contest. But yeah, here's a clip from an interview that Terry Wogan did with Clive James.
Is it just a dream, or can it really happen? Let's ask the man who has sat in sympathetic judgment over every variety act from Madonna to the Maltese rat catcher who sings My Way in Lederhosen. Who else but Terry Wogan? Robbery. Terry, you're the man who keeps the Eurovision Song Contest alive for us. Why are you so enthusiastic?
It's supposed to be bad. Yes. I mean, and the worse it is, the more fun it is. There is a group of people called the Eurovision Song Contest Fan Club, who are anoraks to a man. And they take it deeply seriously. And they have their own kiosk at all Eurovision Song Contests. And there are thousands of them. And they hate me with a deep and abiding hatred. Yes. So, every time I go there, I'm accosted by German commentators who say things like,
if you don't like the Eurovision Song Contest, why do you do it?
I say, you missed the point. I love the Eurovision Song Contest.
You've been host since 1972, so you've got vivid memories, huh?
I have memories of interval acts that would take your breath away. I've seen fellas do William Tell acts with... boys with apples on their heads. And they shoot at the apple from 200 yards away and take 20 minutes to do it and miss.
Do you miss the days when Norway got 0 points? Because they started to win. Yeah.
They did. You showed a clip of Jan Tygen, yeah, who actually made a fortune out of getting 0 points. Uh-huh. I think he got 0 points twice. But he toured Europe on the strength of that. And Johnny Logan, who won twice, didn't make a penny. So, you know, it's not about winning. It's about taking part.
Is the competition getting hotter all the time? Is it
no,
getting
it's getting worse. It's getting... Every year I go to see it, and every year I say, isn't it terrible? It's worse than last year. But if it wasn't, how could I do what I do?
Yes.
And what saved our bacon was Katrina this year.
Yeah.
Because if the UK hadn't won it, it was going to become increasingly impossible for us to scoff at the foreigners. Yeah. That's the whole point of it, of course, is sneer at the foreigners. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, you were also a New Faces panellist. Did you find it hard to tell the truth about the agonies that were taking place before you?
Well, my impact on New Faces was largely the same as my impact on Come Dancing, which I did for 7 years, and when I finished, everybody thought Peter West was still doing it. And My impact on new faces, because I wanted to be Mr. Nice Guy.
Yes.
You see, and if you come on like a blancmange,
yeah,
you're treated like a blancmange, so nobody knew I was there. You yeah. had to be Tony Hatch or Mickey Most or Nina Miskoff and let it all hang out and flail about.
Now, you may have forgotten, although I don't see how you could, but you were actually a panellist on the show on which Jimmy Crawford sang Rio de Janeiro. Now, how did you vote?
Do you know, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Merciful time has drawn a veil over that. All right?
Thank you very much, Terry Wogan.
It's a pleasure, man.
Yes, Terry Wogan's a relationship with the official Eurovision fan club, the OGAE UK, which I'm a part of, and Rob's part of too, and many of my friends and fellow Eurovision lovers are part of too. We have a love-hate relationship with Terry, and always have done, really, in regards to some of his commentary, which, of course, is legendary with the general public who aren't Eurovision fans, but... In some respects, sometimes, guys, his commentary and various decisions that he made was very controversial in sort of making the Eurovision such of a laughable product than what it could have been. And the fact that no wonder why we haven't won since 1997 is that type of way, because the way that the public feel towards the Eurovision Song Contest, thinking that, you know, it's just it is something to be laughed at. That's why we haven't taken it seriously. And if Europe don't think that we're taking it seriously, then we're not going to win. Because if we are not taking it seriously and we're not entering serious entries, then results like what happened last year with Electro Velvet is exactly what's going to happen. But here are some clips from the Eurovision Song Contest itself from Sir Terry Wogan.
Welcome one, welcome all. To paraphrase the football song, the Eurovision's coming home, home to Birmingham, the second city, the hub, the driving force of Britain's great industrial revolution. Birmingham hosts the 43rd running of the great Eurovision Song Contest handicap. When all the tumult and the shouting of this extravaganza has died down, next week it will host G8, a meeting of all the world's most powerful leaders. What a place. Just to show you how important that is, Bill Clinton will be taking over the very bedroom that I've just vacated in a hotel here. I wonder if it's all not going to be too much. But this city can handle it. Their motto is forward. They've got the ideal site. One of the very few places in Europe could stage a contest of this preposterous magnitude. The National Indoor Arena. 25 countries taking part this year. You can probably hear the clash of ego and temperament from where you're sitting. Now look, lads, much as I'd like to, I can dally no longer. In a desperate effort to save a bob or two, the BBC have me doing 10 men's work. So, excuse me, I have a 200-yard dash to make from here to the stage. Where's me running shoes?
Hold, hold. Hold it down to a dull roar. The rest of Europe thinks the British are reserved. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue à 43e concours Eurovision de la chanson en direct de la National Indoor Arena à Birmingham. Welcome. Okay, so I learned it off by heart. Welcome to the millions of you watching, to the performers from 25 countries waiting nervously backstage, and to the 4,000 fans and supporters gathered here in Birmingham's wonderful National Indoor Arena tonight to celebrate the 43rd Eurovision Song Contest, suitably enough on Europe Day 1998. Of course, the reason we're all here tonight is the tremendous song and performance by Katrina and the Waves last year. And we look forward to Katrina presenting the victor's trophy at the end of tonight's competition. And this contest, of course, as you'll have gathered, is a massive annual event, a far cry indeed from the BBC's first Eurovision in 1960.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have met the artists, and here on this giant scoreboard beside me, you can see the title of the song they're going to sing and the countries they represent. So at this point, I will hand you over to a team of international commentators who will each describe their scene on their own national audiences throughout Europe.
Katie Boyle, who hosted then, went on to compare three more contests, and I'm delighted she's able to be with us here tonight. Katie Boyle. Last year's hosts of the show in Dublin were equally impressive. Ronan Keating and Carrie Crowley, who joins us now. Carrie.
Bonsoir, Terry.
Conestartu, Carrie.
Come on, her father. Gus to Hain.
Quisit ma, the old chest, you know. Carrie, it'd be very remiss of us to begin tonight's contest without thanking you and all your colleagues at Radio Television for some marvellous and invaluable advice on how to organise this mammoth event. So have you any sort of last-minute tips on actually hosting the thing?
Terry, you don't need any tips. But I would like to wish yourself and Ulrika the very best of luck from everybody here at RTE. Have a ball tonight.
Thank you, Carrie. We'll do our best to do as well as you do. Well, Carrie mentioned her name, and I have the very great pleasure of introducing her. Bienvenue à ma co-présentatrice, Ulrika Johnson.
French.
Yes, indeed. Sick transit, Gloria Swanson.
Men vi kan prata lite svenska, gubben.
Torsche, mahogany gas pipe.
Oh, you're such a clever one. Shall we get on with the show?
Yeah.
Alors, regardez plus attentivement encore le concours, car ce soir, pour la première fois, la plupart d'entre vous pourra voter pour, par téléphone pour la chanson que vous souhaitez voir gagner.
Boy.
There are more reasons than ever to watch and listen closely to tonight's show, because for the first time, the majority of you at home will be able to vote for the song you want to win by telephone. Don't worry about having to remember each song as we go along, because we'll be showing you a brief reminder of all 25 along with the phone numbers just before the phone lines open. Of course, you'll not be able to vote for your own country's song, you fools.
Same to you, pal. okay? You'll have nobody to blame but yourselves for tonight's result, okay? It's your fault. Now, while votes are being cast, we'll be straining every nerve and sinew here to keep you entertained. You can leave it to us.
That was a really stupid thing
to say. That was a silly thing to say, yeah.
Dès que vous aurez voté, le porte-parole de chacun des pays nous donnera le nombre de points attribués aux chansons. So there they all are, each country's spokesperson getting themselves ready. To collect and relay your votes in what's become Europe's most complex live satellite exchange.
Luckily, I'm a man who smurfs the net with the best of them. So, unless an elastic band snaps somewhere between here and Europe, we're going to be all right, fingers crossed. Before things heat up, I'm off to my backstage cabin to attempt a spot of commentary for the United Kingdom. But don't build up your hopes. No, honestly. Sorry, but I'll be back.
Don't go.
I'll leave them to you.
All right.
Okay, Oldie.
Terry Wogan, ladies and gentlemen.
To Tallinn. Hello, Ines. Are you waiting for us?
Hello, Reynard and Maria.
May we have
Let me tell you guys,
please?
You've done
Let
a wonderful...
Me, you guys.
Yes, you can. And first, I would like to tell you that you've done a wonderful job. The show has been absolutely amazing. And before I'm going to give you the votes, I just have to send a big hug to a brother of mine who is sitting in a green room at the moment. Ivo, you've done a wonderful job.
Yes, you have.
And now the results of Estonia votes.
Thank you.
Iceland, 1 point.
Iceland, 1 point.
L'Islande, 1 point.
Germany, 2 points.
Germany, 2 points.
L'Allemagne, 2 points.
Ukraine, 3 points.
Ukraine, 3 points.
L'Ukraine, 3 points.
Poland, 4 points.
Poland, 4 points.
La Pologne, 4 points.
Now, Latvia, 5 points.
Oh, thank you so much. Latvia, 5 points.
You know what this means? We're going to have to send a gunboat.
Austria, 6 points.
Austria, 6 points.
L'Autriche, 6 points.
Latvia, 10 points.
Latvia, 10 points.
La Lettonie, 10 points.
That was the hat and striptease song, you
And
remember.
Finally, the United Kingdom, 12 points.
That's and more finally, like it. United Kingdom, 12 points.
Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points.
And this concludes the results of the Austrian televotes. Good night, thank you for the great
massive,
show.
Massive, eh?
Viele Grüße nach Österreich. Thank you very much, Dodo.
Thank you, Valletta.
And finally, from here in Budapest, the United Kingdom, 12 points.
And United Kingdom scoring another maximum vote there. 12 points. Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points.
Who gets the big 12 from Russia?
And 12 points go to the United Kingdom. And another 12 points for the United Kingdom. Le Royaume-Uni, an ultra 12 points.
Somebody work out the maths.
And, big surprise, United Kingdom, 12 points.
Okay, let's take it on home. It's been a long time coming.
And that gift,
across the launch.
Le Royaume-Uni.
Vive la France!
United Kingdom, 12 points.
And finally, United Kingdom, 12 points.
What a surprise! United Kingdom, 12 points. The Royaume-Uni lose one.
Lose one. They've been leading from the beginning. First time since 1981, since Box Spears did it here in Dublin. We owe it all to Radio 2, listeners. Along with the National Lottery, viewers picked this song. This was it. Anthemic. Always going to have a great chance, and I am going to go down now and collect a fair few quid from Paddy Power, bookmaker and turf accountant to Tofts and Gentry. What is that BBC producer doing? He's in the shot from beginning to end. There she is. She's the winner. Katrina. And away
Kimberly Rue, conductor Don Airey, making their way to the stage through the congratulations of the other contestants. As always, the scoring was eccentric, to say the least about it. Roland Keating is bringing Katrina on. Leather trousers are it. Just hope this means that not too much money is going to be taken out of other program budgets by the BBC. Because this costs a packet. And if you're going to stage it as well as RTE and Ireland have done, it costs plenty. This was a magnificent staging here at The Point in Dublin. One of the best audiences in the world. Cheering Katrina the Waves. They've won it for the United Kingdom. Love, shine a light. Don't worry about your hair, dear. She gave a magnificent performance. She really sang a little hard out. Irish crowd are rising to her. Very, very comprehensive victory. The group are Alex, Vincent, Phil, Beverly and Miriam, the backers. Backing vocals, Katrina.
Oh, what an amazing memory of when the UK last won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1997. And you can really see how happy Terry Wogan was when all of that started kicking off. Amazing, amazing.
Such a long time looking out for you, but you're not here. What's another year? I've been waking such a long time reaching out for you, but you aren't near. What's another year? Someone who's getting used to being alone. I've been crying such a long time with such a lot of pain in every tear. What's another year? What's another year?
The Irish Eurovision legend that is Johnny Logan there with his winning song in 1980, What's Another Year. Now, Sir Terry Wogan, he may have finished on it in 2008, but Sir Terry Wogan run as Britain's Eurovision Song Contest commentator remains very memorable. So Terry passed away today, January the 31st, after a short battle with cancer. A digital spy have rounded up some of his best Eurovision zingers as a fond tribute to the legendary broadcaster. And I quote, that's the same song the French have been singing since they hung the washing up on the Maginot line on France's entry in 2006. I don't remember that one. Every year I expect it to be less foolish, and every year it is more so. After the Hard Rock Rockers Lordi won for the Eurovision 2006 for Finland. Dr. Death and the Tooth Fairy. Yes, I remember that one. Sir Terry Wogan's description of the 2001 Danish hosts Søren and Natasha, after he also later referred them as the Little Mermaid. Natasha is the Little Mermaid, of course. The Danes like it. They don't think much of me. And that's during the 2005 ceremony after the backlash over his Dr. Death description. It's not easy, this. You have to move your lips, and it's not easy. You are related to the Director General of Swedish Television. Is that Aquavit? On Sweden's points, announcer Björn Grafason in 2008 after he struggled with countries' names. I think it was just playing up to Zelko and Lana's hosting there, I think. He goes on to other quotes say, who knows what hellish future lies ahead? Actually, I do. I've seen the rehearsals ahead of 2007's contest in Finland. And it'll be I'll be amazed if someone doesn't say this was amazing. After 2006, and WWE fan Maria Menounos continued to use the word amazing. I don't know you, but I'm going to have a stiff drink before 2002 hosts Anneli Pibo and Marko Mankava broke into song. Oh, yes. And actually, I'm going to play this for you now.
Bring back races. Armenia, that's it. You've had your money's worth. 24 grand songs this year's Eurovision. Oh, wow. I'll be amazed if somebody doesn't say this is amazing.
Maria, how do you feel? Is it exactly as I told you?
Oh, my goodness. The energy in this room is unbelievable. I'm shaking. I'm not even competing.
You're fantastic.
You're not so bad yourself, particularly that suit.
Now, you've been so amazing, but you can do something even more amazing, and that's vote. To vote, you can either call or send an SMS to the number you see on your screen and add to it the running order number of the song that you want to win.
Appelez ou envoyez un SMS au numéro qui apparaîtra sur votre écran et ajoutez le numéro de votre chanson préférée. Vous avez 10 minutes pour voter et rappelez-vous bien. Vous ne pouvez pas voter votre pays.
Woo! You have 10 minutes at your disposal, and remember, you cannot vote for your own country.
Before we vote, please give a big round of applause to our artists tonight, because they need it and they deserve it.
This boy is all action.
And now,
before voting,
this is going to be amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great surprise for you.
Come on.
To start voting procedure, please welcome a very special guest. A Greek singer who sold approximately 300 million albums.
Stop thinking the Andros. I think I know who it is, don't you?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Nana.
Please welcome
Muzaka.
The incomparable Mrs. Nana Mouskouri.
Here she comes.
She's an inspiration to all the contestants because she performed 43 years ago here at Eurovision. Didn't walk away the winner, but had the most amazing career.
I don't believe she said amazing again.
Nana, thank you for being with us.
Nana,
isn't she beautiful? Isn't she amazing?
One voice. For goodness sakes.
Somebody stop her. Now, don't you say amazing, okay?
Merci beaucoup de m'avoir invité. Je suis là. Incroyable si... Oh, non. En anglais, okay? English. I came here to speak about the winners.
Yes.
Yes. So this evening, every artist was wonderful. They have done a wonderful work. We admire them. They were great, all of them. They all deserve to be winners.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
Of course, there will be only one winner. But the most important is that each one, all of them together, they have come here to exchange and share the values of their country's culture. And they are great. And somehow they are all.
Yeah, there are no losers here.
Let's not make them wait anymore.
Yes.
Let's go and start voting, Nana.
This is a tricky little thing. Look at this now. The
Europe,
sands of time.
Start voting now.
You can only start voting now.
To make things a little bit worse.
Okay, that was a good idea.
And all right, you can start voting now. It's good.
Yeah.
I think
just
we lost
hold on to it.
1 second. It's okay.
We have other
to make things a little
back.
Bit easier for you.
They had an egg timer and they dropped it.
Oh, that was a panicky moment, wasn't it?
Very strong, that's why.
White with fright after that.
Oh, dear. Oh, crazy stuff. But that was amazing, of course. So, Maria Menounos and Sakis Rouvas hosting the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest and having Nana Mouskouri go out there and start the voting procedure, which was amazing. So, yeah. Oh, Terry, we'll miss you. Oh, yes, we'll miss you. Oh, dear. Right. Time to finish on this memorial of to Terry Wogan as we're hitting the 52-minute mark with one of his songs, from one of his artists, an artist that he discovered while in the United States. She is synonymous with touching music in particular. Her songs are incredible. And I really do want to play two of them for you now. This is Eva Cassidy.
Thank you.
Eva Cassidy, Over the Rainbow. Now it's time for Songbird. Eva Cassidy, Songbird, here on the Tuts Experience with Kieran Tussiet, your host. Memories of Terry Wogan. Terry Wogan went to the United States and found and discovered Eva Cassidy. Simply an incredible woman and amazing song. Many of her songs have been used at funerals. Songbird was used at my late Uncle Tim's. And it's a very moving song, but certainly understandable, you know, from now, how amazing it was and is. So there we go. Right, we'll have another tribute towards Terry Wogan towards the end of the show. But now, guys, I just want to talk to you about how things are going with me anyway. Things are good, actually. I'm happy in life. I'm looking forward to the Eurovision Song Contest 2016, which we'll get into in just a moment. If I'm honest with you, I'm still looking to get onto the trains now. Still. I'm keeping my eyes out for things, really. As much as I'm enjoying myself in the bus industry, having a ball. I feel like I've got a lot more to give in another part of the industry, and I'd like to experience more transport sectors. And I think I've spoken to you guys before that I'm still, you know, my ventures into trying to get into the trains. Slightly different, but I had some feedback from my interview with Southern that I had. Yeah, it seemed quite positive overall. I just need to do more research, to be perfectly honest. And that was what let me down. So, yeah. So that set me back a little bit, but... other than that, guys, you know, I mean, life's pretty good. I've got my 30th birthday party coming up on Saturday, the 21st of May. So if I've not sent you an invitation and you would like to come, then please do get in contact. I may have forgotten you. So if you're happy to come down to Fareham in Hampshire and celebrate my 30th birthday, you're more than welcome to come along and have a bevy or two or ten. So that'd be cool. Rob's really good. We're going to be buying a new car soon. My Ford Focus is slowly starting to get very tired and to die, I think. So it's got over 120,000 miles on the clock. So some things need to be rectified sooner rather than later, I think. So we've been looking around at Honda Civics in particular. I do love their shape and size and stuff. It's perfect for me and Rob and for everything that we need to do. So I'm looking forward to hopefully purchasing one of them in the near future. There isn't many around my local area, but I'll have to either go up to Hook or to Bognor Regis for that. So hopefully Rob and my dad will be able to come and give us a hand and go and have a look at it and stuff. And hopefully purchase it. So there we go. Exciting times. I've got tickets actually to the UK Eurovision National Final, which is taking place on Friday the 26th of February. The doors open at 6 o'clock, but the show starts at 7:30 and finishes at 9 on BBC4. You check out all the details on eurovoir.com or follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. All the details are on there, and you can get in contact with me and I can pass you the details as well. But I shall be there in attendance with my darling Roberto. I've got the day booked off at work, so myself and Rob are going to go up there on Friday morning and spend the day up there, which I'm looking forward to doing, going walking around and taking in the sights and sounds of London. Hopefully, I'd love to meet up with Adam Pearson up there, so I'll need to get in contact with him again, and hopefully we'll be on the European Uppercut podcast very short on Wednesday. It should be good fun. On the DSJMP network, yes, and go from there. So that should be quite exciting. I'm really looking forward to it, but it's going to be emotionally charged now. Sadly, Sir Terry Wogan has passed away. But I'm going to share with you guys the current 5 songs that have been selected for the Eurovision Song Contest tomorrow on Monday the 1st of February 2016. Spain will be picking their entry in the national final to be broadcasted at 9 p.m. UK time. So it would be 10 o'clock Central European time. Which is a crazy time for a national final in Spain. The Spanish are almost loopy. Clearly, they don't want and they don't need that sleep, do they? So there you go. But so that's interesting. You can find again all the details at eurofoire.com if you want to find out the national final. But some fantastic songs. But I want to share with you now the current 5 songs that have been announced for the 2016. Eurovision Song Contest. My current favourite, Belgium. Laura, What's the Pressure?
Sun, light.
representing Ireland, Westlife's Nicky Byrne. Belarus and it's Ivan, Help Me Fly. Edda Tarafa representing Albania with Parale. And Malta's Ira Losco Chameleon. That's to Eurovision 2016. Yes, that's them indeed. Wow, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? And, So, we'll see how that all goes, yes, yeah, ladies and gents. Exciting times. Okay, so the next national final we got is Spain, and later this month we should know the Bosnia-Herzegovina entry, the entry representing the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia from Calliope, and also the Czech Republic. We got the national finals of Austria and Denmark taking place, and Italy's Sanremo contest takes place on February the 13th, and also Switzerland is on the 13th as well as the Danish one. Austria's on the 12th, just to let you know. The announcement of the Georgian entry from Nika Karyakov and the young Georgian Lolitas is on the 15th. Iceland and Ukraine's national final will take place on the 20th. Germany's is on the Thursday night, Thursday the 25th of February, which I'm so looking forward to. And the United Kingdom is on the 26th, on Friday the 26th. But we have a big, big day on February the 27th, on Saturday, where we've got the national final of Hungary, Moldova, Norway, Lithuania and Slovenia. And then on the Sunday night, we've got the Latvian and the Serbian national final, and that's going to be incredibly stacked. So February is the month where the majority of the Eurovision Song Contest songs will be announced and decided in various parts of the country, and of the continent, shall we say. I just want to share this amazing song with you before we head out. And this is wonderful. And it's in the German national final of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, 2016. It's from Anna Vestasia and I'm trying to remember the name of the group now. Well, it's Anna Vestasia, that's the name of the song. No, the name of the group. Oh my god. Mystery of a Blood Red Rose is what it's called. And this is in the German national final. And if you think it sounds a little bit like Meatloaf, don't worry, it's not. But it sounds a lot like him.
On us right from the cradle. No matter what you dream, beware of what you say, until the cogwheel's out of control to burst out of place. No time to breathe, don't have no time to waste. Bring on the Nazis, every drop of life away. Slice of tasty out of room.
future, bring it on. Mystery of a blood red rose, burning like a raging fire. When the days been torn apart, we'll leave it behind. Mystery of a blood red rose, feasting on a blind desire. Let the scent of poisonous flowers tempt me away. Temptation and a pure red rose. While the hour don't wait for a blink to crown the past, I gotta move on. No hesitation makes no one a better man. I can wait to find out now what it's gonna show now.
How amazing is that? Anastasia, Mystery of a Blood Red Rose. I hope that represents Germany. It's going to be so different to anything that's going to be in the Eurovision this year. And you can sort of, you know, you can feel it. It could stand out. It could do very well. Okay, well, we're coming towards the end of the show now, guys. I would like to thank you very much for listening to the Tuts Experience podcast. We will miss you, Terry. Oh, dearie me. So sad. I can't believe he's gone. I really can't. He is really the epitome of British broadcasting. And, you know, I almost thought he was invincible in some regards, too. But he is certainly immortal when it comes to the best of British and Irish broadcasting on the television and also on the radio. We'll miss you, Terry. And this is Kiwi Tuts checking out. Get in contact with us on Twitter at Tuts Experience, and also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheTutsExperience. If you want an email read out or get involved in the show, then you're more than welcome to TutsExperience@hotmail.com in any shape or form. It would be wonderful to hear from you. So, as we go, I will leave you some of the iconic moments of the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest recap with commentary of Sir Terry Wogan. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Rest in peace, Terry Wogan. Sir Terry Wogan.
White with fright after that. Another chance to see. Well, that's not a winner, is it? I don't think Britney Spears is going to do it either. With all the choker and the coca and the loca. not Israel's best, I think. How many votes is this going to get? For heaven's sake, what's the automaton? What's that got to do with anything? Ah. From the frozen north. With two fiddles. From the sultry south. I don't think Spain cares anymore. Duty free. I know Malta cares. If they go for eyebrows, this is it. Ah. Don't you love this? Did you ever expect Germany to go country? Or Denmark to revive the twist? The woman in the piano. He'll get a few votes for Russia. They're all slightly apprehensive of the great big bear still. And you thought those kind of shorts were finished. Nice lyrics. This is going to do well. It's the dancing, really, isn't it? And there is a sneaking regard that this could be the winner. Bosnia. Good old football chant from Lithuania. Gonna be interesting to see how many votes they get. And this. Are we gonna get null point again? Or is Europe going to respond to that? Can Greece do it? Two on the trot. Ah. What do you call this? You've got to give him marks for effort. Look at that. How long did it take to get into that makeup? It's the short skirt and the boots and the Cossacks. I'm not sure France cares anymore either. At least there was plenty of leg this year, wasn't there? Ireland with the kind of song that won it the contest a fair few years ago. Can it do it again? Brian Kennedy from Northern Ireland. This frantic number from Sweden. Carola. I bet they like this.
Superstar.
There's very little you can say about this. I'm sorry, I'm lost for words. Final one from Armenia. Song 24. 24 songs. The evening has gone like lightning, hasn't it? What? 24 songs? I don't believe it. Oh, now it's a time to be amazing again, I think. And this is it, then. This is the day I've been dreading. The inevitable morning when you and I come to the parting of the ways. The old, the last, wake up to Wogan. It wasn't always thus for the first 12 years. It was the plain old Terry Wogan show, and you were all twits. The Terry Wogan is top society. And when I returned to the bosom of our family, it became wake up to Wogan, and you all became togs, Terry's old geezers and gals. It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that... And this is it, then. This is the day I've been dreading. The inevitable morning when you and I come to the parting of the ways. The old, the last, wake up to Wogan. It wasn't always thus for the first 12 years. It was the plain old Terry Wogan show, and you were all twits. The Terry Wogan is top society. And when I returned to the bosom of our family, it became wake up to Wogan, and you all became... togs, Terry's old geezers and gals. It's always been a source of enormous pride to me that you've come together in my name, that you're proud to call yourselves my listeners, that you think of me as a friend, someone that you're close enough to laugh with, to poke fun at, and occasionally, when the world seemed just a little too cruel, to shed a tear with. And the years together with you have not only been a pleasure, but a privilege. You've allowed me to share your lives with you. When you tell me how important I've been in your lives, it's very moving. You've been every bit as important in mine. We've been through at least a couple of generations together. For many of you, your children like mine now have children of their own. And your support for children in need has been consistent and magnificent. You've baked the bakes, you've held the quizzes, you've sold the calendars, you've packed the CDs and the DVDs. You've answered the phones, always there when we've called on you, unheralded and unsung. And if anybody embodies the generous, warm spirit of this country, it's you, my listener. Now, I'm not going to pretend that this is not a sad day. You probably hear it in my voice. I'm going to miss the laughter and the fun of our mornings together. I know you're going to welcome Chris Evans with the same generosity of spirit that you've always shown me. So, I'm going to miss you. Till we're together again in February. Have a happy Christmas. Thank you. Thank you for being my friend.